Good afternoon, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist, on Twitter. Sorry, I'm just gonna fit the giggles. And I am Emma L. on AudioBoo. Anyway, I can't be bothered recording this again, so I'm just gonna go for it. What I'm actually gonna go. Sorry. What I'm actually going to cover this afternoon is a topic that kind of really gets to me. And I don't know if you've kind of travelled at peak time, and a lot of you have. One of the things that annoys me most, and it really gets on my wick, and gets on my nerves, and all of that jazz, is when you're walking, you're on like, first of all, you're on a bus and you're trying to get off said bus, and you've got people trying to get into the bus, and you're just like, just wait 5 flipping minutes. Do you know what I mean? I've actually changed now. I actually charge at people when I'm coming off the bus. I actually do, because it's the only way to get through the crowd. So I just forcibly get myself through the crowd. I don't care who I hit, who I touch, who I kick. I don't care. If you're not going to show me any respect, why should I show you any respect? So that annoys me. And also, I've noticed when I'm coming off the tram, which is known as a Lewis here, people, you know, the platform is small, so it's hard to get down. And then people just stop dead in the middle of the platform. I'm like, for flip's sake, walk, one foot right in front of the other, keep going. Don't stop till you get to the end of the bloody platform. Actually, when you've got to the bloody end of the platform, just keep walking. It is so annoying. And in peak time, it's hard enough to get by and get down without people just stopping. And I have this every day. Yesterday, I was coming down and I crossed the road, and then someone just stops dead. I nearly clattered right into her. Actually, in hindsight, I should have clattered straight into her. It was so annoying. And, you know, you end up nearly hitting them or bloody killing yourself because someone just completely stops dead. And that really annoys me. It's like they're so self-absorbed that they don't realise who's behind them or who's, you know. And I've seen this all the time, that people suddenly are walking straight and then they just stop in the middle of the road and you're right behind them and you nearly trip up or clatter into them or whatever, you know, just because you can't get down. And things like that really annoy me. Things like that really do annoy me. What other things annoy me while I think of it? People playing music on the bus, on their mobile phones, and they blast it out to the world. Is it too hard to actually bring headphones? Do you think that the rest of the bus wants to hear your chavvy dance music or rave music or rap music or whatever? And then the worst thing is when they start to sing alongside said chavvy pop, rap, hip hop, dance, whatever music. We don't want to hear it. I don't do that. And then when they sing, and they sing really loud, and you're just like, you can't even have a sleep or a talk or read your book because you've got said music banging on in the background. And you try not to sit near the back because there's people that are just so annoying that play this music, and then it doesn't really matter where you sit because they either are still playing the music or shouting or singing or whatever. And then you have the people who decide to eat, come on the bus with like fish and chips soaked in vinegar, and all you can smell is vinegar, or they're Chinese, or they're Indian, or they're God knows what. I'm just like, oh, this is so annoying. But yeah, and then I normally have bus dramas, because I get the bus, I get like 2 buses to work, and a tram, and normally at least on the way home, I encounter some sort of annoyance, or something really winds me up, and then normally, actually, it's one stop in particular when I get off the bus towards, and if you know Dublin, you'll know it. It's near College Green. And it's kind of like they see the bus coming, so they're like you know, bees to honey. They all gather around the stop. So literally, when you try and get off the bus or get onto it, usually it's getting off there. There's no pavement or there's nothing to stand on. So you end up standing on someone's toes, and I really don't give a damn because they show me no respect, or they don't care. So why should I care? So yeah, these are the things that annoy me. A lot of things do annoy me, but yeah, because I just encounter this on the commute, or when I'm waiting for my bus to bring me home. The bus is normally around, you know, 10 to 6 or something like that. And again, the bus sort of pulls in, and it's like, you know, hang on. And you have people pushing you, come push, push, push. I'm like, you'll get there, you'll get on the bus, just shut the flaming and let get your body off mine. But yeah, I tend to sit upstairs these days because I like having the freedom of a full seat to myself. I know, I shouldn't. Or I'm probably one of those really annoying commuters where I put my bag on the seat next to me when I'm there by myself. And then these people who see my bag there, and there's loads of seats around, and I'll move my bag if there's like hardly any seats left, but there's loads of seats around, and then somehow they see me as, you know, the seat they want to sit on. Or sit next to, even. And then I must have some sort of sign over my head, come talk to me. And then you have all these old dears who have tell me their life story in, you know, a half an hour bus journey. Does this bus go to here? Does this bus go to there? Oh my God, have you seen the state of the government? Have you seen the state of the country? And you're just like, I want to get on the bus to be left alone. Left alone. Why can't you just leave me alone? Yeah, so it's kind of crazy stuff like that. But little things like that irritate me. Other things in general, day-to-day life, that tends to irritate me. I'm sorry, I'm keeping an ear out because I'm in a room, and I'm in work, and I'm in a room that I don't want someone to walk into. And hear me on audio boo. So if I stop suddenly, you know why. But anyway. So yeah, the little things like that annoy me. Actually, really rude people and ignorant people irritate me. I'm dealing with one person in mind, and I'm not going to go into specifics who that person is. But all I'll say is, this person made a mistake. This person said something they shouldn't have. And since then, has kind of ignored me. And now I'm actually going to just treat them with their own piece of medicine. And I'm basically going to only talk to them when I have to. Why should I be nice if people aren't going to be nice back? That's my motto in life. You get what you deserve in life. And sometimes I know some people get a rough hand and rough cards are dealt to them. But a bit of niceness, a bit of well-mannered, nice behaviour goes a long way. Does it cost too much to be nice to others in general life? Like, I go back to, you know, you're getting on and off buses. Does it take too much to say thank you to the driver? Does it take too much to say thanks to anyone? You know, is that too much to ask in this day and age, I wonder? It just doesn't seem to be enough people who appreciate other people and appreciate the things other people do for them. It only takes 2 minutes to, you know, call someone up or write to them. Like, I used to know years ago, one of the things my mum and dad always taught me from a very young age, when we get a birthday present or a Christmas present or, you know, any Easter present or anything like that, we would always be made to write a letter or get a card and send it back to, you know, whether it be a neighbour or a relative or anything like that. We would always acknowledge the present or their thoughts or anything like that. And I don't know if that happens anymore because my mum and dad drill that into me. You always make the effort to thank people. You make the effort to say thank you for your gift. It was really appreciated. It was really good of you. And I know I had a neighbour, and I used to do there was like a church collection. So every week, my granddad did it for years, and then I took it up afterwards. The church, it was very close to us, okay, and it was a Catholic church, obviously we were Catholic. and you would there were like little these little small little envelopes, you know, maybe square, and they had your number of parishioner or whatever. Each house had their own number, and they also had your address on it. And we only collected from about 6-7 people on our road, and my granddad used to do it, and then as he got older I took upon myself to do it. And we used to go into these few people, and one of them was a lovely lady. She was absolutely wonderful. She was absolutely fantastic. There was a husband and wife, and they used to have a little boy. He lived to about 10, I think, maybe 11. And he was in a wheelchair, and he was very ill, and he'd had operations and operations and operations. Anyway, he died, and I used to go up to do the church collection, and it was on a Saturday morning, I remember that. Maybe it was a Saturday afternoon. Yeah, it was a kind of Saturday lunchtime afternoon. And I go up, say, "Oh, hi, I'm here for the church collection." She gave me the church collection, put it in my pocket, and it was up to you what you wanted to give the church. You know, it could have been a few quid, or it could have been, fiver or something, I don't know. And so I put that in my pocket, and we'd have a good natter there for ages. And she, after that, she used to give me Christmas presents and Easter presents. And my mum always drilled it into me, you always have to send a letter to thank her. And to this day, and I've been doing that, I started doing that when I was about 8 or so. And I carried it on for years and years and years. And then, obviously, it's a long time since I've stopped doing church collection. But she still, every Christmas and every Easter, she still buys me a present. I mean, how nice is that? That's just incredibly nice. And she's such a wonderful person. And I just think good manners don't cost anything, and it's the least I can do. She doesn't have to do it anymore. And I've told her, you know, you don't need to be doing that anymore. Buy me presents and stuff like that. But she still does. She doesn't listen to me. And her sister lives around the corner as well, and she's an absolute darling as well. She got me a job once in a hospital close to me. She was fantastic. So my motto in this whole audio boo is that there are some fantastic people out there, and, you know, treat everyone with a bit of respect. Take your time. You know, you don't need to kill yourself going somewhere. We'll all get there in the end. And that's about it. I can't think of anything else. I'm sorry if this audio boo is really boring, but I hope you've enjoyed it anyway. And I'm going to go back to my desk and carry on my day-to-day work. That's about it. So, I'm actually feeling hungry. It'd be nice to have an afternoon snack. What to have? Decisions. I'm just keeping an eye on the audioboo time here, because I don't want to get cut off in the swing of things. So if you have managed to stay with me throughout this 13-minute audioboo so far, I appreciate it, and I thank you for your time. And if you want me to cover anything at all, let me know. Sorry, I thought something was going to come in there. But yeah, if you want me to cover anything, let me know. And if you want to tweet me, I love Twitter. Actually, Twitter is very hard to say. We were trying to say it quick. Twitter. Actually, it's not so easy. It's not that hard to say. But I thought it was. Anyway, that's about it from me. If you want to tweet me. Yeah, tweet me. I'm at twitter.com/SundayTwist, all one word. And I'd love to have you on board. Follow me, DM me, tweet me, anything at all. And if you want to send me an audioboo message or record an audioboo, or if you want to comment on my audioboo, it's audioboo.fm/ML. And you can connect, you can log in using your Twitter details, or you can create a brand new audioboo account. You can do any of that. And if you do create an audioboo account, let me know. Give me your details, and I'll follow you, and you can follow me. And we'll all be one big following family. So yeah, this is going to cut off in like 15 seconds. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch up with you all very, very soon. Take care and have a good Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Take care. And we're going to get a cut off now, so bye-bye.